pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
With you to the land of Babylon, long, long ago. Again, this is a story about the time that King Nebuchadnezzar ruled. This king had gone over to the land of Israel and had conquered the land and had taken part of the vessels of God's house, the temple, and he had carried them into his own land and put them in his God's house. This God, of course, was not the true God. It was just one that man had made. But anyway, he told a man named Ashpenaz, who was in charge of the king's servants, to pick out some of these Israelite boys and teach them and train them. First, they had to be fine, handsome boys and intelligent young men. So the king appointed them some food. He gave them a daily portion, even of all the good things that he had to eat. And that sounds like it would be great. But do you remember that in the Old Testament there were some very strict food laws? I'm glad that God has not bound these laws upon us. The New Testament tells us that every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. I'm glad it's that way with us. But with these young men long ago, living under the law of Moses, they were told, don't eat certain things, don't drink certain things, and so they couldn't really drink the things the king provided and eat the food that he provided without doing wrong. So they asked the king for the privilege. They and their friend Daniel asked the king for the privilege of just eating ordinary vegetables and water. And the eunuch was afraid. The man who was in charge of them was afraid. But they said, just try us out for 10 days. Now, do you know what happened in this story? These young men learned a lesson that many boys and girls have trouble learning. And that is, when somebody asks you to do something that is not right, there's a very simple thing to say, no. And I guess, even though we learn to say this word when we first start to toddle around the house, to say it and mean it as we grow older is a difficult thing. You know, when your friends are asking you to go someplace that you're a little uneasy about, it's sort of hard to say no, isn't it? When you're having trouble like that, just remember these four boys, really, Daniel and his three friends, Daniel, and their names, we usually call them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but those are the names the king gave them. The names are really Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Well, these four boys were so religious, so really devout in their belief in and their trust in their God that they just would not eat the king's dainties. Here's the way it says it in the Bible. And Daniel purposed that he would not defile himself with the king's dainties, nor with the wine which he drank. Now think about that word purpose. That means he really made up his mind. You have to make up your mind to do right. And when somebody asks you to do something wrong, just say no. For instance, when a young man asks a girl to do wrong with him, and he says, if you loved me, you would do it. She can say no, and she can also say, if you really loved me, you wouldn't ask me to do wrong. Now, the way that story turned out in the Bible, the king was so very pleased with these young men. They were his finest young men, and God gave them knowledge and skill and learning and wisdom. And Daniel was even able to influence the course of that kingdom, all because they knew how to say no when somebody asked them to break the law of God. Let's be that way today, shall we? Read this great story in the first chapter of Daniel. Thank you.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by